We're live.
Excellent. It says we're live.
Yeah. Tell me when you're ready for me to pull the trigger.
Well, we should give everybody the chance to get here.
Okay. You know.
What? Yeah. We'll have to. Oh. Someone already left us a thumbs up.
All right.
That was me.
Doofus.
It's time. I'd hit it.
All right.
Bombs and bands. Bombs and bands.
All systems go.
Bombs and bands.
Defiance.
Bombs and bands.
This rebel has a cause.
Bombs and bands.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Well, I don't know if you heard that, but welcome to the 15th live edition of Bombs and Bands and Wednesday Rants. But the very first Thanksgiving edition. As always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from an undisclosed location hidden deep beneath the surface of the earth. With me, as always, is Mark.
Greetings and salutations.
Indeed. And the missus.
Hello.
So tomorrow is the big day. And Thanksgiving, and as Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, I want to list one of the things I'm thankful. And that's the missus, without whom we simply wouldn't have a show. She's the one who puts the technical stuff together. She slices and dices the audio. She does the video. She changes out the plutonium rods and the nuclear image converter, and generally remembers her passwords across a zillion accounts. So thank you, the missus.
Oh, you're welcome. And I will tell you that I am multitasking tonight, so if I seem a little more distracted than usual, it's because I am.
More distracted than usual.
Yeah, that's, I know.
It's
confidence inducing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we're putting together a Thanksgiving carol. I'll be tipping my toe into the murky waters of Thanksgiving past. The missus will be talking about Thanksgiving present, not presents, present. And Mark will take us into that potentially dark reality of Thanksgiving future. How have you been, Mark?
Oh, I've been doing great.
Again, are you ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I'll have to ask my wife.
Oh, yes. One of my biggest questions is how big of a turkey do you buy? Because I figure we need turkey for about 12 people plus maybe a couple of cops, depending on how the dinner goes. So, but anyway, I'm going to jump right into Thanksgiving past. And by going past, let's go deep into the very beginning. The first Thanksgiving on this continent was 400 years ago. Not 399 years ago, not 401 years ago, 400 years ago. And it's amazing that people aren't celebrating that, because that's, you know, four centuries of constant Thanksgiving. Well, not constant, but four centuries of tradition of Thanksgiving. Now, going back a little bit into the history, the reason for the first Thanksgiving is how badly the pilgrims botched it. They decided to be socialist and share everything. So if I grew corn, you got corn whether or not you helped. The predictable result, nobody did much of anything because, you know, got to share it 100 ways. They nearly starved to death. Then they came to their senses, enacted free markets and property rights to what they produced, and the result was a three-day party, the first Thanksgiving. The result of socialism was starvation, and the result of private property was plenty to share. And people willfully share. Any observations on that one, Mark?
We actually saw that over and over, I think, with some of those early colonies. I mean, Jamestown sort of started off with the same type of problem. So,
yep. And, you know, and that's true. The missus?
I'm sorry, what? I told you I'm completely distracted tonight.
First Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. The first day in Thanksgiving. Did you talk? You talked about, I heard you talk a little bit in there about how they got off to kind of a rough start.
Mm-hmm.
Were you talking about the, I'm sorry, refresh my memory?
So sorry. Every Thanksgiving, typically there are football games in Dallas and Detroit.
Just messing. So that we can all be thankful that we don't live in either of those cities?
Well, some people like Dallas and say it's nice, but Detroit, eh. Looking at socialism and the impact of socialism on creating the first Thanksgiving.
Right. You know, I think that's a very interesting story about the first Thanksgiving and what? Windows. Everything's beeping at me over here. Yeah, you know, and it just doesn't get a lot of, I certainly never heard about it when I was in school. No one ever talked about that. Why would you not want to talk about that? And not only the, you know, the values of capitalism, but about how that's kind of when people, you just let them be, that's kind of naturally what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's, think it's pretty straightforward. If you don't work, you don't eat, if you're capable.
And you brought up around people not liking to be in Dallas. And I will say that being in Dallas around Thanksgiving was not a very happy event for the Kennedy clan. I'll just throw that out there.
Right.
But in my personal past, though, I've always loved the quiet part of Thanksgiving, with a focus on family, on giving thanks, in our case to God. Maybe in other people's cases, it was Gorto. It was Eswar. But in our case to God.
I don't have to justify my religion.
I have rights. It became my favorite because over time, people who feel gratitude for their situation are much more fun to hang around with than whiny victims. And the stress of gift giving at Christmas, that's something that, you know, as I get older, it's much less fun every year. I like giving, but the stress of it, will they like this? Will they like that? That's not something that is nearly as fun. So the missus, you ready to talk?
Oh, am I ready to talk about mine? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Before you get there, though, I do have something there. What do you call a turkey's evil twin?
I don't know.
A gobble ganger.
I like that one. That one's not bad. Hang on. That one. My screen's not. I know.
We're in the middle of this. You can't turn on in the middle of this. What's the difference between a retail worker and a turkey? We let the turkeys rest on Thanksgiving. Okay. The missus?
Here.
Tear into it.
That's what I was looking for. I thought that joke actually deserved a rim shot.
The gobbleganger?
Yes, the gobbleganger. I did like that one. All right.
And they have little goatees.
those are bizarro world turkeys. We're in a completely different world building there.
I do recall, when I was like 7, loving the Bizarro Superman. And I do remember one of the Bizarro Supermen, one of their Christmas poems. Christmas time, now am here. Excuse me while I scratch my ear. Why do I remember that from a cartoon or a comic book? It was,
because it's completely stupid and it's stuck in your head for years and years.
It is. I mean,
right.
Why would Bizarro World be a cube? I don't know.
Who can
say? It's a happy memory.
No, because even when I was 7, I thought it was stupid. I mean, but nevertheless, the missus, are you treading water while you think of something to say?
Me?
Yeah.
No, actually, what I was doing over here was actually doing some show prep. I know. Shocking. Me. Prepping for the podcast.
We'll tear into it.
All right. Well, Thanksgiving present, what I decided to do was take a little more of a lighthearted and trivia type look at Thanksgiving. So we'll just ask some things and see what you guys know about Thanksgiving. You up for it?
I was told that I would not be graded.
There is a great amount of stomping going on in the ceiling above me.
It's distracting.
See, and I'm not even on the right screen, so I can do that. Where did it go? I don't even know.
If you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. There they are. There they are. Yeah. They found us.
And it, once again, the dogs react. Well, carry on with the trivia.
Okay, here we go. Well, if I can get back there. So, what meats were served at the very first Thanksgiving celebration?
I know the lobster was one of them.
Venison.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Venison?
Well, he was there for a while, but got kicked out because he was loud. Shouted way too much. But also swan, duck, goose, probably. But they probably think maybe not turkey. And how do we know this? Because they posted on Facebook, like everyone else who posts pictures of their food on Facebook.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm. How many calories does the average person consume on Thanksgiving dinner?
10,000.
Can go for 6,000.
You're both a little high. It's actually 4,500. But given your answers, I think that sounds like a challenge, right? So how many women were at the very first Thanksgiving celebration?
25.
Zero. They were all in the kitchen.
See, I give Mark points for being closest there on that. Actually, it was 5. And they weren't happy about that because, again, they had to do all the dishes afterwards because the men, this is a little known fact, went out and they invented a new game that had the bases that you would run or you would hit a ball and then run around the bases. And they actually called it baseball. It was the first documented game of baseball ever played. They actually named the game after William Tiberius Bass, who held the coats for both teams.
Remember, you're half English spot.
So, which U.S. president once received a live raccoon as a Thanksgiving present?
Teddy.
Jackson.
Calvin Coolidge. He was actually promptly bitten by the animal, contracted rabies, and then died. The remainder of his term was actually served out by the raccoon disguised as Calvin Coolidge. The weird thing about this, though, his wife never knew.
Oh, silent Cal. No wonder he didn't talk for
that's right.
For years.
And when he did, it sounded a lot like this. So here's a question for you. When did canned cranberries first come about?
On the retreat from Moscow.
Not where, when?
On the retreat from Moscow in 1812, we were so hungry, so cold, we even ate.
No.
Cans of cranberries.
Cans of cranberries.
I'd go for 1923.
Okay, got a guess, Mark?
Since it's canned cranberries are sort of depressing, I was going to say the Great Depression. So, 1930s.
Well, you're both a little off. And in fact, as our former president would say...
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Actually, the actual answer is 1912. And before that, it actually took several weeks of intense preparation to create the cranberry sauce that was molded so it looked like it came out of a can. A lot of work went into that.
Yes, it.
No. Well, maybe that's why they invented Play-Doh. You could just shape it.
The taste is kind of similar.
But wasn't Plato the one who wrote the Republic?
Play-Doh.
Okay.
Well, as we found out last week, we can always just use ketchup as cranberry sauce. As long as it's got vodka in it.
And don't forget that this is my cannibalism reference for the podcast.
Okay.
We do have that in there. Hey, were you going to play that commercial or is that for later?
Yeah, I can run that. We can do that after work. I'm done here.
Yeah.
Then we can get into the really bright, happy part of our podcast, which is always Mark.
The shotgun.
That's right.
Speaking
of cannibalism. all right. So who was, we do the whole thing now. President Biden just did this earlier this week, last week, whenever it was. But they pardoned the turkey, right?
Lincoln.
You have a shot on that one, Mark?
I'm going to say FDR.
And again, President Trump, the answers are?
Wrong.
Yeah. It was actually JFK. It was a pretty ungrateful bird, though, because it later moved to Dallas and took a security job at the Texas School Book Depository. I heard it got fired.
Now I heard that Lincoln, because his son asked him to pardon one of the turkeys, that's why he pardoned it.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to go with President Trump on this and just say,
wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay. No, I wasn't.
Because who was it really, President Trump?
China.
It was China. That's the actual answer.
Well, I just got to say that, you know, one thing you know about John Kennedy, he goes out of his mind over Thanksgiving.
So, sticking with this theme, I know. Oh, we're getting warmed up for Mark here.
And he's probably going to be bright and cheery.
So, who was the first president who made the turkey pardoning a yearly tradition?
Said Lincoln.
Nixon.
No. Oh, my God. President Trump, again.
Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
It was actually Bush 41. And I had a joke written for this, and now for some reason. Yeah. Yeah, I made it yearly. There we go. Come back here.
So he only did it.
I said Nixon by mistake. I meant Ford, but that's interesting.
Yeah. So actually, the first turkey that he pardoned was actually allowed to stay in the White House and roam freely on the White House grounds until Dan Quayle mistook it for a raccoon dressed as Calvin Coolidge and had it shot.
Hmm. They seem to have a problem with that. I think Candace Bergen was probably part of that.
Well, and then HW was at dinner with it. It was sitting next to him, and he was not feeling well. He threw up on it.
So can we admit that Dan Quayle was right? Can we finally admit that Dan Quayle was right?
That turkeys sometimes look like raccoons dressed as Calvin Coolidge?
No, it's possible. Candace Bergen really, I won't get into it.
You're derailing my section. I will not allow you to do that. You cannot hijack my segment.
Well, the funny thing is, you who hate lists always have lists and quizzes. It's funny.
Thank you. It's not really a list and a quiz. I'm just asking you questions. And they aren't really in a list form. It's free form.
Okay.
You can't prove I have this written down.
I can prove you didn't because you don't know how to write.
I know. Okay, so we all know what happened to the poor turkey with George H.W. Bush shot by Dan Quayle. What happens to turkeys after they get pardoned by the president?
They live out their lives at Camp David, where they are forced to make cranberry sauce along with the Quayle children.
So you're actually kind of close on that.
I'm going to say they get sent to Guantanamo Bay.
They get waterboarded.
So I actually put this one in here because this was actually the sentence that I cut and pasted from the actual article. Here it is. The turkeys pardoned by the president go on to live fulfilled lives. And that was
it. Could be more fulfilling than, you know, being eaten.
Well, I thought that perhaps being taken out to a nice farm in the country and then attend the local four-year college to finish up that art history degree. You know, just really finding themselves.
Oh. Yeah. No, they probably take them to Cincinnati and dump them out of helicopters.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Okay.
Well, you never know. I mean, those turkeys could have been communists.
Yes, yes. The Pinochet, solution.
Yes.
I never thought of that before. Good point. What if they were? So switching gears here from presidents to parades. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a huge thing. I never watch it because I don't like parades.
Yep. It's people walking.
Yeah. Yeah. But some people are way into that. And
big,
you know,
balloons.
Well, that's the interesting thing is that originally there weren't huge balloons used in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So what year were the balloons first used? That's the question.
1921.
Got to guess.
I have no idea. I think they're always used as far back as I can remember. So I'll just throw out 1973.
All right. Well, again, President Trump.
Wrong.
Yeah. He's getting quite the workout today. The actual answer on that is 1927. Now, before that date, interestingly enough, parade goers were treated to the sight of Eastern European immigrants with onions stuffed in their pants. It wasn't terribly popular, though, so that's when they brought the balloons in because they thought that would be a little more creative. The first balloon actually was of Felix the cat, the little black and white cat. About halfway through the parade, though, somebody in the crowd made a sudden move, startled the balloon, and it scampered up a nearby tree, where it was later removed by a raccoon dressed as Calvin Coolidge.
Wow, that guy gets around.
It's a thing that raccoons do. I don't know.
It's well, it's weird. Like a super. It sounds like a superhero.
Yeah, yeah. Cartman from South Park when he was the superhero.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. All right, final question of the night, just so that we don't forget our neighbors to the north. When is Thanksgiving celebrated in Canada?
That'd be it'd be after hockey season, but you have to take the square root of the number of days and divide it by the number of goals that were scored by the Canadiens, so that puts it always in October, but I think it's probably the third Thursday in October.
See, and I will actually give you partial credit for this one. Yes, the actual answer is the second Monday in October, and the reason why you got partial credit is, why is it celebrated then? Because of the metric system.
Yes. It's metric, yes. Thanksgiving.
That's right.
They have kilo turkeys.
Well, actually, they serve turkey with poutine and labatts while they watch hockey. And the game actually is called by a raccoon dressed as Calvin Coolidge.
There you go, eh?
Yeah, it's all circular. All comes back to raccoons dressed as Calvin Coolidge.
Well, you better play that commercial.
Oh, is it commercial time? Sure.
It's commercial time.
It is commercial time. Gotta keep talking for just a little bit so I can pull it up.
This is what's called tap dancing, right?
That's right. And we have to talk it in. Now, you know, this kind of starts off the Christmas season, right? The general holiday season where we start watching.
One of the things I like to do with the family, especially on some of those cold November, December nights, is watch a good holiday movie.
But, you know, they've taken to changing up some of the holiday movies specifically to fit into 2021. And just for your holiday viewing pleasure, we have what some of those holidays will sound like. Let's take a listen, shall we? And now it's time for Classic Holiday Films Reimagined for 2021. It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, Mr. Potter, you sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think, the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you are nothing but a scurvy little spider.
This post has been removed from Facebook for being misinformation.
A Miracle on 34th Street.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The Post Office has delivered them. Therefore, the Post Office Department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Yes, and as such, he's a contractor of the federal government, and his unvaccinated status means he has to go straight to prison.
What? No!
Get moving, Plague Rat.
Elf.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like ice.
Mall police, I'm afraid you'll have to come with me, sir. You've been sexually harassing this woman.
What? But we were just singing.
Speech is violence, weirdo. Let's move it. Into the can with you.
Home alone.
Is this the McAllister residence?
Yes.
I'm from Child Protective Services.
This has been Classic Holiday Films Reimagined for 2021. And there we go. All safe and ready to be watched here in 2021.
And, you know, you didn't. I said there wasn't a Thanksgiving present, and yet there was a Thanksgiving present.
That's right.
Mark?
All right.
We're prepared. We're braced for it.
Hang on a second. First, I think if the Pilgrims were alive today, people would be amazed at how old they were. And I'll also note, some of these Thanksgiving jokes may sound old, and I will admit to some copying and basting. And my last one, since Mark likes hunting stories, I thought I'd share that I shot a turkey with my 12 gauge. The people in the frozen food aisle, not so impressed.
Go!
So. Handing it over to you, Mark.
All right. So I am the ghost of Thanksgiving future. Imagine you're now traveling through time, a dark tunnel forward. There's light coming upon you, and you pop out into Thanksgiving 2041. What will it be like? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You'll eat bugs and you'll like it. Also, it's not Thanksgiving Day. It's, I don't know, some indigenous something Memorial Day where you know, we have 2 minutes of hate.
Well, they're actually trying that right now. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, reading Thanksgiving articles, and it's just about how awful it was that Thanksgiving ever happened in 1620.
Yeah, no, that's where we're headed. I'm sorry. I would love to have something, you know, wonderful that I could talk about, but you know, that's pretty much where we're going. I don't know. I mean, I guess we can, you know, as we eat our bugs and enjoy it, we can sit around watching the mandatory surveillance screen show us videos of all the starving elderly people in China, but
true international effort to pressure.
He just pops out of nowhere with that, doesn't he?
But wrong. But there is an alternative.
Yes.
If we can somehow get rid of all these leftists, and I'm not talking about pushing them out of helicopters necessarily. It could be a change of heart, change of mind, or just a massive worldwide thermonuclear war. But we could look forward to a Thanksgiving that returns to more traditional American values with families. And by families, I mean, you know, like a husband and a wife that are male and female, respectively. With children sitting around a table.
Wow.
And enjoying a wonderful meal together and thinking about how grateful they are to be with each other. And no masks.
No.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
So do you know who that is who actually is yelling that in that sound clip?
I do not.
That's Cardi B. Dr. Carty making the rounds.
Awesome.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
If we all survive, sweet. Right?
Yeah, we'll be fine. It always amazes me to read the actual statistics on, you know, how dangerous the COVID is. What they've done. Oh, it's sad, but still strangely weirdly funny. Anyway, I don't know what else to say. Oh yeah, and there'll be moon bases.
And Elon Musk will be up there. Hey, we have our Elon Musk reference. Elon Musk will be up there eating cyber turkey.
I gotta find some Elon Musk sound clips for us. That should be my goal over Christmas vacation while I'm off. Find some Elon Musk sound bites for us.
So now we have wrapped up Thanksgiving past, present, and future with certain degrees of accuracy and inaccuracy. I think you made some of that up, the missus.
What the hell was that? Well, I'll tell you what it was. That was a vintage World War I army helmet. Our side falling off of a bookshelf back here. Just for no reason. We pissed the ghosts off.
There you go. Yes, indeed. Those helmets come from Grandpa Wilder and a rather unlucky member of the other side. So
I was sitting. I saw it fall. Yeah,
you have a German helmet.
Yeah,
I have one of each. Actually, the German helmet has the Frankenstein bolts that were meant actually to hold the metal plate in place that would protect them from the machine guns.
Does it have the spike on the top, or is it a later model?
No, it is. It is I think they call it. It's just not a steel helm, just a steel helmet.
Cool.
When I was young, I turned it upside down, and I'd capture frogs. They would sit in the German helmet. Yeah, that was probably not the best use of that, right?
All right. Well,
I suppose on any thoughts on next week? Going back to our regular rotation?
I think so.
Okay. Well, on that note, let's call it an evening. Do you have your music ready, the missus?
I do. Here we go.
And thank you once again for listening to us. As always, I'm John.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the Mrs. I thought you were going to talk longer over the end of that.
I didn't. See you next week.
I know. I think I need to shorten that because it's 40 seconds long. Now. Yeah. But we're not even there yet. Here it comes. Y'all come back now, you hear? See, that's how you do that.
Okay.
All right. We're out. See you next week, guys.